Experts agree that steady employment makes it less likely that someone convicted of a crime will break the law again. But Virginia is doing something that makes it harder for sex offenders to find work, listing the names of their employers on a public registry. At Virginia Commonwealth University, Assistant Professor Christina Mancini says getting rid of that requirement might be a good thing.
The idea is if maybe employers don't feel stigmatized, they'll be more likely to hire the offenders. Potentially, vigilantism is reduced because there's a kind of layer of privacy that's given back to the offender.
Sex offenders listed on public registries are sometimes attacked or killed once they're released from prison. Virginia's Senate approved a bill to end the listing of employers by a vote of 22-17, but similar measures have failed in the state House, which has yet to act on the proposal. And Mancini, an expert on sex crime policy, says it may not matter all that much because most people don't look at registries.
What studies are telling us is that people don't, regularly access these. Only about 1 in 3, according to national statistics, will go on to a registry at all. And we have very little data on the frequency of use, and that's important, too. These are continually updated.
What's more, those who consult public lists of sex offenders are unlikely to do anything with the information.
Even after going on the registry, they don't make significant changes to their behavior. They don't talk to their kids about stranger danger or neighbors living in the community who may be an offender. They don't install additional locks. They're not changing their behaviors in ways that we would think would reduce their risk of sexual victimization.
While Senate Bill 11 would prevent the public from seeing where sex offenders are employed, police would have access to that information. I'm Sandy Houseman.